Welcome.
Welcome.
Glad to meet you.
Okay, all right. 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular planning and zoning commission meeting of February 8th, 2016. Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan.
Second.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. All right, is there any discussion, changes, corrections? All right, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.0, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve final plat of Matthews Edition being a subdivision of 59.1235 acres of land situated in the Joseph House Survey, abstract number 34 in Harris County, Texas, and abstract number 20 in Montgomery County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes. First plat tonight is the Matthews Edition final plat, which is located at the end of Quinn Road, and it is in both Harris and Montgomery County. It is zoned single family 20, and the plat creates two lots out of one of approximately 59 acres. Here's a copy of the plat that's also in your packet. Staff has reviewed per our ordinances and recommends approval with the following contingencies: removing all the building lines, showing the FEMA floodplain boundaries, and that fees were overpaid by $204.50, and the applicant can submit a request for reimbursement. Any questions?
The fees were
overpaid.
Overpaid says underpaid.
We've adjusted a few of our contingencies. So the contingencies I read are the official ones, because some things have been addressed since we sent out these comments last Thursday, I believe.
So it's overpaid by how much?
Yes, $204.50.
Okay, is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second, please?
I'll second it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Okay.
Thanks, Commissioner Dunnigan. Okay, is there any discussion, questions? Hearing none, please enter your vote.
Motion carries unanimously.
5.2, consideration to approve final plat of Olivo Lots being a subdivision of 0.3214 acres of land and being all of lots 45, 46, 47, and 48 in block 79 of revised map of Tomball Town Site, volume 4, page 25 of the map records of Harris County, out of the William Hurd Survey, abstract number 371 in the city of Tomball in Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, this is the second plat tonight. It's Olivo Lots final plat, which is located at the southwest corner of Texas Street and Howard Street. It's zoned single family 6, and it creates two lots out of four lots and approximately 0.3 acres. Here's a copy of the plat. And there are no contingencies with this item. We're recommending approval.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. And is there any discussion or questions? All right, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
5.3, consideration to approve final plat of Ulrich Acres being a subdivision of land containing 1.167 acres of land in the Joseph Miller Survey A50, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, this is the Ulrich Acres final plat, which is located along Ulrich Road north of the Hundredwood subdivision. It's unzoned since it's in the ETJ, and it carves one lot out of the parent tract, and it's approximately 1.2 acres. Here's a copy of the plat. And once again, we reviewed it per our ordinances, and we have two items for contingency. That is, remove the preliminary from the title block and then fix one minor typo.
All right, could we have a motion to approve with contingencies, please?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Donovan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. All right, is there any discussion? I have a question. Number two's been taken care of?
That's...
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other questions? All right, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right. 5.4, consideration to approve preliminary plat of In Sight of Zion, being a subdivision of a 2.9219 acre tract in the Joseph Miller Survey, Abstract 50, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, this plat is located at near the intersection of Zion Road and Neal Street. It is not zoned, once again, because it's in the ETJ. Here's a copy of the plat in your packet. And we have several contingencies with this plat. One of them is to add note number two of the plat checklist, which pertains to locating any existing oil and gas wells on site. Fix a few minor typos, add Craig T. Myers, Director of Community Development, to the signature line. Also, the remaining acreage that is outside of that plat needs to be platted as lot two, the remaining acreage. We also need to change the 25-foot building line to 35 feet. And also, since it's a preliminary plat, they need to show existing utilities and improvements on the site. With that, staff recommends approval with those contingencies.
Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Move to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there any discussion?
Is this a single family? I guess that's what I missed out. I couldn't see. Is this zoned single?
It's not zoned. It's in the ETJ of Tomball. It's outside the city limits.
But the subdivision next to it's zoned, isn't it?
The subdivision just to the east of it,
right,
is zoned single family nine, or single. It's built for single family nine, as best as single family
but
nine, but that's in the city.
Okay, so we've annexed that then.
Correct. That's Raleigh Creek. It's two properties over to
right.
The east.
Okay.
Does a future land use master plan come into play here?
I didn't look what it was for this. I believe it's residential. Mm-hmm. I can pull that up and answer that question for you.
And number two, correct the discrepancy in the acreage, taken care of?
Since they need to plat the remaining tract,
okay,
that addresses the discrepancy
of
acreage.
Got it.
And the future land use for this piece of property is rural residential.
Okay, thank you. All right, are there any other questions? All right, none. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right, 5.5, consideration to approve preliminary plat of TKC.
That's not a typo, it's really that.
Okay, CCXXV11 LLC, being a subdivision of 4.0141 acres of land situated in the Joseph House Survey, Abstract Number 34, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, this is the TKC CCXXVII plat, which is Roman numeral 227, I looked up.
That's...
Once again, this property is located in the northeast corner of Business 249 and Rudel. It's zoned commercial. It creates one lot, and it's approximately 4 acres. Here's a copy of the plat. And we're recommending approval with several contingencies once again, adding two decimal points to the square footage, fix a few minor typos, change Lori Licatos to Craig T. Myers. Since it's preliminary plat, they need to show contours and existing utilities that are adjacent to the site. They also need to dedicate a 20-foot City of Tomball utility easement along both Rudel and Business 249. They need to change Reserve A that they have identified to Lot 1. They need to remove all building lines from the plat, as well as note 10, which addresses building lines. Add preliminary to the title block and also submit a title report.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Yes, I make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. And is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote.
Motion carries unanimously.
5.6, consideration to approve final plat of Swinghammer Hawk subdivision, being a 10.2142 acre tract and being a replat of a portion of outlot numbers 191, 192, 195, and 196, the subdivision situated in the Jesse Pruitt survey, abstract number 629 of Harris County, Texas, as recorded on map or plat thereof, in volume 2, page 65 of the map records of Harris County, Texas, and being a replat of a subdivision recorded in film code number 376131 of said map records, and being the same land described in deeds recorded in clerk file numbers 20080218916 and 20150448918 of the real property records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, this plat is located along South Cherry, just north of Tice Lane. It's zoned single family 20, and it creates two lots totaling about 10 acres. Here's a copy of the plat. And also, staff has a few contingencies in recommending approval, which is adding a square footage to the title block, fix a few minor typos, and clarify the lien holders, as the title report indicates that there's two of them and the plat only shows one.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockamore. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions? All right, seeing none, please enter your vote.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.7, consideration to approve zoning case P15-0158. Request by Maple Creek Bed and Breakfast in care of Michael Clark for a conditional use permit to operate a bed and breakfast inn. The property is located at 519 East Huff Smith Road, east of Hospital Road on the north side of East Huff Smith. It is approximately 5.663 acres and is zoned single family 20 estate district. The property is legally described as tract 3, 5.663 acres of McGraw Tract 2, a subdivision in the Ralph Hubbard Survey, abstract number 383, Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume 423, page 107, map records, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, prior to that, I want to announce that Commissioner Dunnigan is going to step off the dais. He's actually going to step into the lobby until the public comment period, and then he may make a comment. The reason he's doing that is because he owns property within the 200-foot legal notification range, and he's completed a conflict of interest form and will not be discussing this case or voting on this case.
All right. Thank you very much.
As a board member.
As a board member. Okay. This is a zoning map. This case is for a conditional use permit. The property is located on the north side of East Huff Smith. It is between Hospital and Snook Lane, and the property is cross-hatched in red. This is a comprehensive plan. Again, the property is cross-hatched in red, and the comprehensive plan does show rural residential for this area. And this is an aerial map. The solid red line indicates the property. As you can see, the development is closer to the front of the street, and the lot is largely undeveloped. The dotted red line is the 200-foot notification range. This is a site photo of the home that's currently on the property. And this is taking a look into the north. This is currently a garage, and it's going to be converted into a caretaker's quarters if the CUP is approved for the bed and breakfast. It is just to the east of the house, but on the same lot. This is a map showing the property owners which were given notice of the 200-foot range. To give you a little bit of background, in December of last year, staff met with the applicants to discuss the possibility of converting the existing residence into a bed and breakfast if they were to purchase it. As I mentioned, the property is a single-family 20 estate. The proposed use, which is a bed and breakfast inn, is allowed in that zoning district with the approval of a conditional use permit. I just wanted to point out that since initial discussions with staff in tonight's hearings, the applicant has been involved with nearby property owners discussing the case, and as I'll talk later, there are some members that are, there are actually four nearby property owners which are opposed. We don't have any letters formally rescinding the opposition, but it's our understanding that some of them may actually no longer be opposed, but we don't have that in writing. Just a little bit of an analysis. There are various non-residential uses in the area. It is largely residential. However, to the south, there is a wood shop and a tax office directly across the street, so there are both residential and non-residential uses in the area. And looking at the scale of operation, as well as the location of structures, hours of operation, landscaping, and screening, because of all those things, it does appear that any potentially adverse impacts would be able to be mitigated to adjacent property owners. This house and the other homes in the area are on large lots and set back from the property lines, and the size of the existing home is not going to permit a large-scale operation. There will be minimal changes as a result of the request. Some parking is going to go in on the outside on existing paving, so no new paving will be required. There'll be a fence installed between this property and the adjacent property to the east. And the other changes that have to do with converting the home from a residence to commercial will all be interior changes only. So really no changes will happen on the outside. Public hearing notice was published for tonight's meeting. Property owners within 200 feet were mailed notification. And as I mentioned, we do have officially have four public comments, all in opposition. Staff does recommend approval with the condition that the site plan be developed and operated in substantial compliance with the conceptual site plan, which is provided in the staff report. That concludes staff recommendation and presentation. The applicant is here and would like to address the commission.
Okay. Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward, present your case, state your name and address for the record, please?
Good evening, Madam Chair, Commissioners, and City Planners. My name is Michael Clark, and I currently reside at 15210 Don Meadows Drive, Houston, Texas, 77068. But I'm here this evening in regards to the property located at 509 East Huff Smith, and which is presently owned by the Mr. Adam Ruiz.
My name is Katie Whistler, and I'm actually his oldest child. My husband is Daniel Whistler here, and we live at 9889 Cypresswood Drive, Houston, Texas, 77070.
Okay. Behind us is my wife, Rebecca Clark. Samuel, you just heard about, along with three of my other four kids, Katie, Abby, Julie, Jenny, and Abby. Okay. My eldest and only son is at U of H, and he's driving and travel behavior now. So, so Amelia, if you would, oh wait, you bet. Okay. I'm very excited to be standing here before you tonight with my family to make this presentation for a conditional use permit to operate Maple Creek Bed and Breakfast at 509 East Huff Smith. This is a beautiful property, and it's ideal for operating it as a bed and breakfast for many reasons. The first is that, as you've already heard, it is zoned a single-family 20 estate, and according to the City Ordinance Chapter 50, Section 50-82, the operation of a bed and breakfast is allowed with the approval of a conditional use permit. Additionally, the operating of a bed and breakfast at this location also conforms with the City of Tomball's comprehensive plan titled Vision 2030 that was adopted by the City Council in December of 2009. This property consists of 5.663 acres and is located in the small country town of Tomball, which we love, and is we appreciate that the city of Tomball is taking steps to push back against the city of Houston and its big expanse and growing. The property has a very large house. It's 5,500 square feet. And as part of that house, it already has three large master bedrooms, with each one having its own full private bathroom. Very large kitchen and a dining room. Already has five paid parking spots. Has a large swimming pool and deck out the back. And is also beautifully landscaped. And the first floor of the home is already largely handicap accessible. And that includes the downstairs master bedroom suite and company bathroom. Mm-hmm. Now, Katie's going to tell you about our family history.
Hello. Well, running a business is not a new concept for my family. My parents have their own computer programming business. My brother had a lawn mowing business as a teenager. And I started my own baking business when I was 13. We're super excited about opening Maple Creek because it'll be the first business as a family. We're all adding our little opinions here and there. My parents have been staying at Bed and Breakfast throughout their 26 years of marriage. And I actually worked at one a couple years ago, which is what kind of got the ball rolling. We love Bed and Breakfast. It's a small sector of the hospitality industry, but because Bed and Breakfast are small, it allows for us to personalize things. When's the last time you went to a Holiday Inn and found roses and a happy anniversary card on your bed? Probably not. But at a Bed and Breakfast, we can do special things like that for our guests. And making those occasions special will be our number one goal and priority. Why are we interested in Tomball? It's because it offers exactly what we're looking for. It's quiet country feel, and yet it's close to Houston, which could have possibly anything you're looking for. We love Tomball because of its unique features, such as farmers markets, antique shops, drive-in movie theater. We feel that those things could entertain our guests for days. If they're not finding what they're looking for, downtown Houston, sports stadiums, multiple shopping centers are within an hour's drive. The young couples, the retired couples, the business travelers that we're anticipating staying at Maple Creek, we feel that they'll really love the personality of Tomball, and we feel that a bed and breakfast really fits into the atmosphere that Tomball portrays. We're not the only ones who will benefit from Maple Creek. We feel that Tomball will also benefit because we'll be bringing in extra people for your shopping, your sightseeing, in addition to the fact that we'll have an occupancy tax that you guys will be receiving from us. We would love Maple Creek to be Tomball's go-to place to stay, and we would love to be the first bed and breakfast in the Tomball area. And now he's going to go over the renovations of the property.
Okay. Now, as beautiful and perfect as this property is to be operated as a bed and breakfast, we do need to do some work and renovations on the property. Our goal is to be open for business during the month of June of this year, which is going to require us to work quickly and in partnership with the City of Tomball. Now, to that end, we are already actively working with the City Planner's Office, the Fire Warden, and the Building Inspector to develop the following list of improvements. We need to bring the home up to the City of Tomball's adopted fire codes. We have been working closely with Lance Wilson to understand what these are, and are also actively working with several contractors to get quotes on this work. We realize we need to meet the parking and parking lighting requirements of the City of Tomball's ordinances. Working with the City Planner's Office and the neighbors to develop a privacy fencing plan that will meet the needs and preferences of the neighbors along with the city's requirements. For the existing swimming pool, which is already 100% surrounded by a 4-foot tall safety fence, we will add signage concerning water depth, the lack of lifeguard being on duty, no diving, and children under 12 years of age must be accompanied by an adult. And last, we're going to adapt the house to be America with Disabilities Act compliant to include parking lot signage, ADA doorknobs, wheelchair accessibility for all the first floor common areas. Now, all improvements and modifications will be done in accordance with the various fire, electrical, plumbing, and building codes of the City of Tomball, and we will acquire all necessary permits before work begins, and we will get the requisite inspections as work progresses, as well as before we seek the occupancy permit. Now, as much as it feels like we are located in a rural country setting, we do realize and appreciate that Maple Creek Bed and Breakfast is going to be part of the community of neighbors there in East Hudson. We have taken many and various actions to introduce ourselves to our neighbors and to explain what a conditional use permit is, what a bed and breakfast is, and what the typical demographic is of those who stay at a bed and breakfast. These actions include numerous letters, emails, house-to-house visits, and we even hosted an open house meeting on the property, inviting all of the neighbors to come and meet us on the property and so they can see the property for themselves. Now, we believe that we have answered the neighbors' many questions and have worked to address and mitigate their concerns. Solutions include signage, fencing, incorporating their preferences into this Maple Creek guest policies, and having warm relationships with our neighbors on East Huffsmith and everyone within the city of Tomball is hugely important to us. And we will continue to seek and strengthen our existing relationships and build new relationships with our community. Now, to address the four letters that were received by the city, small correction, it was three letters of opposition with one letter being neither for nor against, if I remember correctly.
We got a separate email. So we do have the neutral one as well.
Okay. Well, we have spoken with each one of those objecting parties, and we have sought to address those concerns. And I know that believe that at least one person is going to speak tonight to negate their objection, but we've been working with the other neighbors and we believe that they also, at least two of them, are no longer in objection, but we'll have to see, I guess, what the meeting has to happen.
If all goes well tonight, we'll be closing on the property April 6th. We hope to make the necessary renovations and changes in time to open this summer. We look forward to working with all of you, and maybe we'll see you down the road at Maple Creek. If you'd like to stay updated on our progress, we actually have a Facebook page, so feel free to follow us. And we thank you for your time, and if you have any questions, we'll happily answer them.
Thank you. Okay, the public hearing on zoning case P15-0158 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 4:59 p.m. All right, is there anybody here that would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
I'm Dane Dunnigan, 535 East Huffsmith, Tomball, Texas. I am one of the neighbors to these people. They're putting the bed and breakfast in. When they first come about, I was against it. I wrote a letter stating I was against it. But after meeting with them, hearing their side of the story, hearing what they've done, my wife and I have rescinded our letter, and we're no longer going to say anything against it. So just want to let you know that.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? All right. If there are no additional comments, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 5 p.m. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P15-0158?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. All right, is there any discussion?
I'd like to ask a question.
Yes, we'd like to ask the applicant. Would the applicant please come to the podium?
Is there anybody from your family that's going to be staying on property?
Yes, sir. At the time that we're going operational, my son-in-law and my daughter will be staying on site.
But they're going to occupy the property? Not just when guests are there, but
yes,
full-time?
Full-time.
Okay. This isn't going to impact your neighbors?
Our intent is to not impact our neighbors at all.
But you're going to have to install parking lot lights?
Within the requirements to not have line of sight, light noise, if you will, to adjacent properties, and we'll comply with that.
If I could clarify, it's my understanding that instead of traditional pole parking lot lights, the applicants are proposing lighting on the building, which the parking is adjacent to the building, so it's not like the lighting will be the commercial typical lights.
Yeah, the existing structure already has a light on the second-story portion of the house. If you were to show that street view of the property, you could actually see the light that's in, that we would be relying upon for those five parking spots.
Can we pull up Google Earth?
No, that sounds good. Thank you.
What about the parking in 6 and 7?
The additional parking that we're proposing off the driveway closer to the front of the property, we would either use one of the existing pine trees and have the light more point towards the house as opposed to towards the neighbors. So we could have that lighting because of neighbor impact. It would look more like what you see a lot in a lot of the upscale neighborhoods. They have lights up in the trees that shine down to illuminate their front yard. It would be something similar to that, probably less light. We'd like to try to minimize how much light we have as possible.
Okay, I have a concern about your employees. Where are your employees going to park?
Well,
I know,
staff.
Uh-huh.
All the employees right now, and that the we'll have the two parking spots that are designated for the owners / occupants, which would probably be lots of spots 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
But as we open, we're looking at initial opening of 3 suites, which the city of Tomball's ordinance has stipulated that it's 1 spot per suite plus 2 for the owner-operator, and we're looking at having 6 spots. So the initial requirement, or I'm sorry, 7 spots. The initial requirement to meet the regulations is going to be 5, but we're going to have 7. So we will have plenty of parking for myself and my wife.
Okay, what about the, one of the objections had to do with the flood control ditch and the right of way as an extension,
yes,
of the backyard?
That is correct. When we initially had discussions with Mr. Crowfoot over the phone, we had originally talked about that the back of the property is currently open to the flood control district's property, and that, it would potentially be something that would be a draw for our guests. Well, after speaking with Mr. Crowfoot, we came to realize that this is a problem, that that isn't public property. It is public property in the sense that it's owned by the Harris County Flood Control District, but that it's not public use, that anybody who's operating motorized vehicles or back there hiking and walking is actually trespassing on Harris County Flood Control District property. And that is not something that we would condone, and that we are actually looking to put a fence across the rear of the property with signage indicating that beyond this point, this is not our property. Do not proceed.
Right. Mr. Rockmore, do you have any questions?
What made you choose Tomball and fight all these ordinances? You could have gone out in the country.
Yes, I've actually been looking at property for the last 10 plus years, wanting to get way, way out. But we have a lot of family in our current neighborhood over in North Houston. We have, I've got 12 nieces and nephews, brothers-in-laws, my mother and father-in-law. We all live within 2 miles of each other. And to move out in the middle of nowhere really isn't conducive to maintaining a close family like we are. Plus, my in-laws are aging, and we are needing to stay close. And City of Tomball, this address is within 30 minutes of my in-law's house. So that will allow us to stay close. I also support Samuel's community.
He works for Centerpoint Energy down off Highway 249 in Butler Lake. I work downtown. So locating out into the middle of nowhere is appealing, and as much as I would love to do that, really isn't conducive.
Now, let me get this straight. They both have careers, and they're going to live on the property full time. But when you have guests, which can be there all week, what happens?
Well, your typical bed and breakfast tends to be a weekend business. Most of your guests are coming in Friday night, staying through Saturday, potentially Sunday. And Katie will be on site. Katie and Samuel will be on site for that. And in the mornings for breakfast, the intent is that either Katie will be able to facilitate breakfast before she heads to work, but my wife is also going to be available during the day. She is a career mom in the sense that she takes care of my kids full time, and it's just an easy 30-minute drive from our house up to the bed and breakfast. So there's going to be that handoff.
So you'll have
23 minutes. But the plan as we grow is that Katie is going to become a stay-at-home mom at some point, and with that, she will be working from home, operating the bed and breakfast.
I would love to quit my current job as soon as possible.
I get it. You got some recruits. There's some more labor back there I see, too.
That's right.
Okay. Sounds like you've got it well thought out.
I've tried to plan things out very much.
Okay. No further questions.
Okay. Harold, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so they're asking us, with the CUP, to let them put a bed and breakfast in the single family 20 estate district, but they are not asking to have it rezoned commercial, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And once this use ceases, if you decide to sell it to somebody else, the CUP dies, goes to bed, goes with the property?
The CUP will remain with the property. However, the operation will not be able to substantially change should the commission and later tonight council add the condition of approval that the site be operated in conformance with the site plan, meaning a new bed and breakfast could buy it, but they couldn't pave the entire front yard for a bigger parking lot, or they couldn't put in, I don't know, some obnoxious use in the back.
So in other words, someone can buy it and put a brewery in there?
They could not do that. They could only operate a bed and breakfast because the zoning is not changing.
Right. Okay.
And if somebody wants to convert it back to a home, then the CUP goes away.
CUP would stay with the property, but they could easily turn it to a home. Now, Lauren, correct me if I'm wrong, if it, the six-month abandonment clause would apply, wouldn't it?
Correct. If they cease to use it as a bed and breakfast for 6 months, then they would have to come back and get a new CUP if they wanted to resume bed and breakfast there.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have any questions? Further discussion? All right, seeing none, please enter your votes now.
Do we need to hit this abstain on this one?
Hit it one more time. The big blue button.
Motion carries. Is that a carry? Two votes aye, one vote nay, one abstain.
Yeah, honestly did. Seriously, I am very sorry, but I actually hit the wrong button, and I voted nay, but I didn't realize when I hit it down, I hit the side of the green thing, and it came up with yes. So, Can I fix that electronically?
I don't think it's necessary to fix it electronically. Do you want to do a revote by show of hands? Is that necessary, Lauren?
I don't think that's necessary.
In the minutes, I'll just put one aye, two nay, one abstain.
Right.
Is that all right? I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's fine. And then, are you talking about the motion? So, well, the motion fails.
The motion fails.
The motion fails.
Okay, let me write it down in here.
So 1-4-2 no and one abstain, correct?
1-4-2 no and one abstain, correct.
Sorry about that. Just stay closer. All right. Okay. Moving on. 5.8, consideration to approve zoning case P16-0020. Request by Matthew Gilbert on behalf of Brandt Construction to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 13.1 acres of land, legally described as 5.001 acres, HCCF number X733739, portion of lots 487, 488, 489, and 8.1479 acres. HCCF number U200671, portions of lots 487, 488, and 489, Tomball Town Site, Volume 2, page 65. MRHC within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located on the east side of Huffsmith Corville, south of the estates at Willow Creek Subdivision, from the agricultural district to the commercial district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, one second.
Yes, sir.
Okay, this property is located on the east side of Huffsmith Corville. It is currently zoned agricultural. Directly to the west is zoned commercial. This is a comprehensive plan. It does show medium density residential for the area. However, I would point out that directly across Huffsmith Corville, though it does show medium density residential, those properties are developed as commercial. This is an aerial map of the property. As you can see, it is currently undeveloped. This is a site photo taken looking to the east across Huffsmith Corville. The left photo is looking to the south on Huffsmith Corville, and the photo on the right is looking to the north. These are just some of the commercial uses immediately across the street. This is the affected property owner map. The reason that the properties to the north and south of the subject property are not highlighted is because they are not located within the city of Tomball. Therefore, they were not noticed of the public hearing. However, there was a sign placed on the property, so people in general would know that there's a public hearing for this property. A little bit of background. Staff met with Brandt Construction on January 6th to discuss the possibility of rezoning the property for the construction of an office warehouse. The property was annexed in 2006 with the intent of being developed commercially. Brandt Construction was issued a vested rights letter by the city manager for the subject property January 10th of 2011 for the purpose of commercial development, and that's what's being proposed now. However, that construction did not occur. Without any activity on the property or permits being pulled, the vested rights letter has currently expired. There are several non-residential land uses in the area, which I pointed out. There's a baseball academy, an auto repair shop, and coffee roasting company. The site is adjacent to commercial zoning on the west, properties outside the city limits on the north, south, and east, and Huffsmith Corville, the future Huffsmith Corville, future medical complex is directly to the south of the subject site and is designated as a major arterial. Hearing was published in the Tribune for the public hearing. Property owners within 200 feet inside the city limits were noticed. We did not receive any public comment forms. Staff does recommend approval as the request does appear to be in conformance with the existing zoning and development in the area. The request would not negatively impact any surrounding properties based on the existing development in the area. And commercial development of the site has been planned since it was annexed into the city in 2006 prior to zoning being established in Tomball. The applicant is here. Do you plan to make a presentation or just answer questions?
I'll answer questions.
Okay. I can just answer anything.
I have prepared a speech, but I don't know.
Okay. Will the applicant please come forward, present your case, state your name and address for the record?
Hello, my name is Chad Brandt. Address is 7 Dust Valley Court, Spring, Texas, 77379. I was born and raised here, went to Klein High School. All of our family's pretty much up here on the north side. And currently, I started playing golf as a professional at Wicker Baby University and then had wrist surgery after 5 years on tour. A lot of my sponsors are from this area, and they encouraged me into going into construction, and why, I have no idea. It's not my family, but I started doing earthwork, and we do concrete foundations. We've done a lot of these projects, Reliant Stadium, all throughout Houston area. So we've been successful. I like to keep it small. It's just me. I'm the president and owner. We have about 18 employees is all. Most of them are in the field. We have about 5 in the office. We've been officing for 14 of the years, maybe 13 of the years, down around the Intercontinental Airport. We had 5 acres there in the lay-down yard, which 2 or 3 pieces of equipment maybe stay there. We only own about, I think, 10 pieces of iron. And if they're not out on a job, then they're losing money, obviously. So we see some of them back at the shop just for a repair, maybe, or change of oil. But it's very expensive to move them back into our shop. So really, I like to keep it separate, and we usually have to fix it in the field. So I really don't need, I wanted to downsize. I don't need the 5 acres, and I got tired of driving an hour and a half to work every morning because I live out here. So this property that's in question now, it's actually 20 acres, but you're right, the 13 that we were going to do something about 8 years ago, my dad fell in love with it, bought it, and grew a garden on there or something. You know, he's just kind of like that, likes to mow grass. And so we had that property, and then one day he said, maybe you're going to office here one day. And I said, yeah, I'll probably buy some property from you and office up here. And we thought that day was about 3 or 4 years ago. So he was going to get his own commercial, and he was approached by Tom Ball about medical complex drive coming through, and he said, yeah, we'd be willing to give up our 1.5-2 acres for y'all to come through. And as far as we know now, you know, it never happened, and it may never happen now. I don't think they have any anticipation of actually going through. I think they're having more difficulty getting to 2920 through, I can't remember who the Bustle's property or anything, something like that they had. I've heard some hearsay here and there about it. We won't have it. It may dead end into Huskins Corville, is what I think. We've spent some money on engineering on trying to get the curvature right and the radius for medical complex to come through us. Obviously, it would increase the value of our property, and I've always wanted an office there, and that's why I have it, because I thought me building my office up there in the previous couple of years might mess my dad's opportunity up for commercial development, for a business park, because I didn't want to be the sort of thumb on his property. Now that we're pretty confident that it's not going to happen, he said, why don't you buy my property from me and go ahead and do at least your office here on a few of the acres. So that's what we've elected to do on the north side of it. The 7 acres south, that is county. So we have a subdivision to the north is county, and the 7 acres south, the 13 is in the middle, that we're trying to get into the Tomball. And my office will only contain about 2 acres of it on the road frontage and going back a little ways to the estates of Willis Creek. And I have been to their HOA meeting. We've met them a couple different times. They seem probably happy with it, I would think. I don't want to speak for anybody, but they actually want to acquire our services to help them out with some erosion control on their subdivision that we've already created a proposal form and an agreement letter, which we don't need to get into the drainage, but we're going to try to use our reserve to drain in, which they're in agreement with, swapping some work into that. So basically that's it. It's a nice building that we're underway. We've released them on plan. We're about to release, if this is a success, with Tom Ball. We're kind of full steam ahead on our apartment architecture, but it's going to be a 4,000 square foot building. There'll be stucco and stone on the outside. It's going to be a nice looking building. The back side is the only thing we may not stucco. Three sides would be. And then there's a little shop in the back to park equipment inside. Like I said, we don't have a lot. There'll be a little bit of a laydown yard back there just to bring an 18-wheeler and drop off a dozer or a backhoe or something to work on. As far as the office, probably going to be, my dad's 72, and he's a geologist. And he's got a partner with him. I'll probably let them office and a portion of the office. Other than that, it'll be me and probably 7 employees. We work from 8 to 5. No strange hours. We don't manufacture anything. We don't work around the clock. It's just for me. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what we're going to do.
Thank you.
Okay.
The public hearing on zoning case P16-0020 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 5:22. Okay. Is there anybody here who would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. You have anyone?
I have no one signed up to speak.
Okay. All right, if no one's speaking, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 5:23. Okay, may I have a motion to approve zoning case P16-0020?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. All right. Is there any discussion or questions anybody would like to ask the applicant?
On the map, what is the little white piece that's cut out of the corner on the road itself?
Right here?
Yes.
It's a separate parcel. It's not owned by the current property owner and not part of the zone change.
Okay. Is it residential?
And outside the city.
It's outside the city.
Oh.
And
oh,
it's not developed as... Actually, there is a house on it in there, though, yeah.
There's a residence there.
I'm sorry?
There, I believe there's a residence
there. Yeah, there's a home on it.
There is a home on
it? It's not a part of the neighborhood to the north. It's just a...
Isolated home.
Isolated home. Good word.
But with it being part of the commercial, they'll have to do the fencing like every place else on commercial where it'd be the...
No, it's outside. Those properties are outside the city limits, and the ordinances that were adopted, which would require those, are only for properties within the city limits. But if it's any consolation, the neighborhood is aware of this zone change. They're actually working with the applicant on some sort of business involving his business, and we did not receive any opposition. They're more than welcome to oppose or come to the meeting. We just didn't send them the notice, but they are aware, and we didn't get any opposition.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
I have one. This just affects 2 of the acres. You said it was about 2 of the acres?
Just miles this worth, yes.
Okay.
Our future plans would be to maybe have someone buy 3 or 4 or 8 acres and have another office building back there, somewhere down the road if it's commercial.
Okay. Well, but the rezoning is for the entire...
It's the entire site.
Entire,
okay.
147.
The entire. Yeah, the entire...
Yeah, the rezoning is the entire thing. His plans just involve, 2 acres?
I think the 1 to 2 acres he mentioned, correct me if I'm wrong, was for the future roadway that you were talking about giving up. For the future roadway. When you were talking about 1 to 2 acres, you were going to give up for the right-of-way? Which may or may not happen, but I think that was a reference for the 2 acres.
Would that still stay in there?
The alignment's not finalized yet. So it would be the full acreage that
depends
of the lot right now, which is...
The right-of-way didn't exist. So
I know it, but if the city tries to buy it 2 years from now or 10 years from now, it's going to cost a lot more. If he's got a building, you got to buy the building.
We'll work with him because it's in our major thoroughfare plan, mm-hmm. So the alignment is there. So when he does develop his property, we'll make sure that he doesn't plop a building in the middle of where we planned.
That's what I was asking, mm-hmm. On the proposed medical complex road.
Yeah, we'll go through that on the site plan review. We'll make sure he doesn't put his business right in the middle of the road.
And you'll have the setbacks and everything.
And we don't have the exact alignment, as Harold said, but we have a general alignment. It may be 10, 20, 30 feet off, but... Mm-hmm. We'll generally know where it's going to be, should it come one day.
Okay. Any other questions? All right, seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right, is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. All in favor, please enter your vote.
Motion carries unanimously.